From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. The nation's job market is on the upswing, but it could be a long time before it returns to pre-recession levels. The economy added 103,000 jobs in December, dropping the unemployment rate to 9.4%. NPR's Brett Neely says it's the lowest level in 19 months.
The unemployment rate fell in part because 260,000 Americans stopped looking for work. Although job growth is speeding up, today's report shows that private employers are still cautious about hiring. Meanwhile, government payrolls shrank last month as states and cities laid off workers to balance their budgets. For Barry Ritholtz, the CEO of Fusion Equity Research, the mixed jobs report isn't a surprise.
This is what happens after a credit crisis. You get growth, but it's extremely slow. It's way below capacity. You get job gains, but they're very modest.
With more than 14 million unemployed Americans looking for work, Ritholtz says the slow pace of job creation means it will take years to get back to full employment. Brett Neely, NPR News, Washington.
Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke told Congress there is reason for optimism.
We have seen increased evidence that a self-sustaining recovery in consumer and business spending may be taking hold. Real consumer spending rose at an annual rate of 2.5% in the third quarter of 2010, and the available indicator suggests that it likely expanded at a somewhat faster pace in the fourth quarter.
But Bernanke said it could be as long as 5 years before unemployment drops to the 6% level. At least one envelope has ignited at a post office in Washington, D.C. It's not known if it's related to the similar devices that injured two people at Maryland government offices yesterday. The terror threat at London's airports, rail stations, and subways has moved up a notch with increased police on patrol. But from London, Larry Miller says the official line is it's business as usual.
At King's Cross train station, at Heathrow Airport, at Piccadilly Circus tube stop, police are out in force. While the threat level for a terrorist attack has been up to highly likely, it would be peaking at imminent if intelligence indicated a specific attack. After 9 men were charged last month with plotting to bomb key London landmarks, including the U.S. Embassy, this boost in police numbers at London transportation points is apparently meant to reassure the public and warn off potential threats. Officials are giving little away about today's heightened activity. Scotland Yard says it uses a range of tactics. The Home Office just says there's a continuing need for vigilance. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The two sisters who agreed to an unusual deal to win their freedom left a Mississippi prison today. Governor Haley Barbour agreed to suspend their life sentences when Gladys Scott agreed to donate a kidney to her sister Jamie. Near the close on Wall Street, the Dow was down 29 points, NASDAQ was off 9, and the S&P slipped 3. This is NPR. A sign of solidarity as Coptic Christians celebrate Christmas. Muslims walked Christians to midnight mass at St. Mary's Church in Cairo. The show of support is going on around Egypt following the New Year's attack in Alexandria that killed 21 people. Some Australians are finally returning to their Queensland homes after some of the worst flooding there in decades. In Sydney, Stuart Cohen reports the recovery could take years.
The devastation from the massive flooding still working its way across Queensland is so great, the government has appointed an army general to lead the recovery effort. Mick Slater says they have a big job ahead of them.
I think that we will achieve some things in a matter of months, but there are some aspects of the rebuilding of the infrastructure that will take potentially years, yes.
Some towns are still waiting for the peak of the flood to hit before they can begin to think about rebuilding. Meanwhile, authorities are getting fed up with people they believe aren't taking the dangers seriously. One man has been charged over the death of a passenger in his car after it was swept away when he tried driving across a flooded causeway. And the mayor of Rockhampton has told residents in the flood zone who've decided to stay in their homes that the city will no longer deliver food and other supplies. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
The Ohio man with a golden voice admits it's been a challenge going from homeless to famous with offers flooding in. Ted Williams became an internet sensation after the Columbus Dispatch posted a web video of him. He told CBS's early show he wanted a nerve pill, but a psychologist advised him to learn to meditate, not medicate. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.
For NPR World.